Babe?
Yes, sir.
Marie and George Christian are going to get on in just a minute.
All right.
We're both on.
All right.
Go ahead.
First, I want to make sure that everybody understands that it doesn't make any difference legally. You can take the oath without any book or Bible, or you can take it on a copy of Playboy. And that doesn't make any difference.
You understand that, George?
Yes, sir.
Now, second, to get to the precise problem here, I think it would be a mistake to say nothing about this. I think the story ought to be told if upon inquiry, when inquiry is made. And this is what I think ought to be said, that the president, that inquiry has been made of the White House archives, that the president took his oath on a book that Judge Hughes had been handed by someone on the plane. It is a missal or a prayer book that belonged to the late President Kennedy, that after the ceremony on the plane, somebody, probably the Secret Service man, although Mrs. Johnson doesn't, isn't sure, somebody handed the book to Mrs. Johnson. She put it in her bag, brought it back to Washington.
Did I?
Yes, ma'am. And that's what they tell me here. And you turned it over to the White House archives. And the book has remained in the White House archives and will remain there pending disposition of all of the historic papers. No decision's been made as to where it will go as a permanent matter. Now, I'm told by your archivist here, Ms. Johnson, that about a month after November 22, you turned this book over to her and said that it had been handed to you on the plane and that you had put it in your book, in your pocketbook. Is that correct?
I don't remember, frankly.
Yeah. Well, it's perfectly all right. There's no problem about it. I think the only problem here would exist if we let this story build up. But now the net of it is that the president didn't know that this volume has got a black leather cover on it with a cross on it. And I would assume, looking at it, that it was a Bible. I'm sure he did. The president knew nothing about it. It turns out that what it was is a Catholic missal. And I don't think you ought to say that it's Catholic, although everybody will know it. And it's got embossed in the leather, JFK. That's the only identification. And I think what you ought to say is that this is a missal or a prayer book that belonged to President Kennedy, and that it is in the archives and will be preserved in the archives for disposition with the other historic papers. No decision's been made as to where it will specifically go. As to the actual facts, there is in the file here a letter from Judge Hughes. And in that letter, she says that, I'll read you just a little of it. She says, it's a letter to Mr. DeGroote of Texas Christian University, which, and Judge Hughes said, I regret very much that I know very little about the Bible, which was used on the occasion of President Johnson's being given the oath of office as president. When I arrived at the place, someone handed me the Bible, which was a small brown leather, actually it's black, a small brown leather volume about 6 inches by 8 inches in size. I left it on the plane as it belonged there, and I do not know who now has it. Now, actually, it was not a Johnson. She put it in her bag. She brought it back to Washington. She turned it over to the official White House archives. And it, along with other historic papers, will go to whatever depository is finally decided upon. I think there's nothing wrong with the story. I think the only thing that would be harmful would be to let it build.
Now, just a moment. The fact that it's got those initials on it, JFK, indicates that it is his property. And don't you think in the mind of the ordinary man, a person's property ought to be returned to them?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not a historic object of this sort. And I don't think the Kennedys will say that. And I don't think the average person will ever think that it ought to be returned.
I think they will. I think they are doing this. This is one of the first things they pick out. You steal a Bible, and then the next week it'll be something else, you see.
Well, I just would ignore that. I think it'd be so unreasonable, and that it would never have entered their minds actually at the time. Because this is Bible, this is a book that now belongs to the people of the United States.
What Byrd thought it was, according to her, was the Catholic version of the Bible, trimmed down, what they wanted in it.
It isn't, and, it's
and that it was
Catholic missal or prayer book.
And that it was there in Air Force One with other books where the president and others read them. And just like Camp David, there are a number of things like that in there. And she actually thought it was government issue because on the place where you're recording, there was no names or nothing in it. And it looked like a rather new book had been put in there.
Well, it's, I don't believe he read it very much because my opinion, it's never been read or used. But it's the St. Joseph Sunday Missal, and it is got a little paper label on it saying that the leather cover was designed and hand-tooled in genuine calfskin by Bernard Cassidy, Medford, Massachusetts. So in my guess is that it was President Kennedy's own prayer book. It's the Sunday Missal is what it actually is.
All right, now let's dictate to Marie what George Christian says after he is asked, if he is asked. Now, Juanita, is Dorothy on the White House payroll as an archivist? Is that the way we refer to her properly?
Is Dorothy on the White House payroll as archivist? She is staff assistant to the president on the White House payroll.
Okay.
May I put in one line?
Yes, ma'am.
I think maybe it ought to be made clear in the statement that the archives are the property of the government or the property of the people, whatever way you want to describe it, and are administered by them. I don't want it to be thought that this is under the care of the Johnsons.
Well, no, these are the official White House archives.
I know, but let's make it very clear to the ordinary reading public if we can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Does she have that responsibility, Byrd?
Well, she's... I'm sure she does. She's maintaining official government files and records.
Yes, she does have that responsibility, I think. Of course, she is working to prepare these for the Johnson Library in...
Or the Congressional Library or Smithsonian or...
She's paid by the... Well, she's doing it from the standpoint of the Johnsons, but it will belong to the archives of the whole United States.
Well, I think that Abe, the only point I make is that Abe ought to explain to her in case full request
right
made.
Here.
Of course, Bill Moyer, he's up there. He would, so somebody ought to explain to him. He's sleeping. He's not well.
No.
And George Christian's here. So dictate now to Marie here what you think George ought to say, assuming he's asked.
All right.
Yes, sir.
The book on which the president, the book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath, is and has been in the official government archives, together with other
papers. Why don't you say it was placed there shortly after retirement?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. I say it is and has been in the official government archives, together with other papers of the president.
White House Archives?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Which has custody of those papers shortly after